Chapter 5. For every chief priest, out of men taken, in behalf of men is set in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Able to be gentle to those ignorant and going astray, since himself also is compassed with infirmity. And because of this infirmity he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no one to himself doth take the honor, but he, who is called by God, as also Aaron. So also the Christ did not glorify himself to become chief priest, but he, who spake unto him, My son thou art, I today have begotten thee. As also in another place he saith, Thou art a priest, to the age, according to the order of Melchizedek. Who in the days of his flesh both prayers and supplications unto him, who was able to save him from death, with strong crying and tears, having offered up, and having been heard in respect to that which he feared. Through being a son, did learn by the things which he suffered, the obedience. And having been made perfect, he did become to all those obeying him a cause of salvation age during. Having been addressed by God a chief priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. Concerning whom we have much discourse, and of hard explanation to say, since ye have become dull of hearing. For even owing to be teachers, because of the time, again ye have need that one teach you what are the elements of the beginning of the oracles of God, and ye have become having need of milk, and not of strong food. For every one who is partaking of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. And of perfect men is the strong food, who because of the use are having the senses exercised, unto the discernment both of good and of evil.